The Sackville Farmers Market renewed its plea for municipal help in securing a permanent downtown location at a Tantramar Council meeting on Tuesday. Chair of the market's board of directors, Kent Coates, presented for the first time to the new amalgamated Tantramar Council, making the case that the market is worth the investment because it brings people downtown, fosters community, serves as an incubator for local businesses, and opens up a pathway to federal and provincial funding the town might not normally have access to. Coates also pointed to other neighboring examples of municipally supported markets.
If we look around us, we've got Tatamagoosh, Wolfville, Pugwash, Bucktoosh, Sussex, Salisbury, Moncton, Dieppe, Shediac. All of these municipalities have identified a farmer's market as a priority, and the municipality has supported those markets in significant ways. And almost all of those places, the municipality has provided a venue, a facility, in one way or another, be it an outside facility or an inside facility.
Back in November 2021, just weeks before local government minister Danielle Alain announced the amalgamation of Sackville, Dorchester, and surrounding local service districts, Sackville Town Council heard a rough estimate for a multi-purpose building that would provide a permanent home for the farmers market, as well as additional recreation space for the town. The project was roughed out at about $3.4 million for a building nearly 11,000 square feet in size. At the time, councillors expressed interest in continuing to explore options for the building, but staff said the size of the project meant it was a few years off. Now there's a new council in charge of a larger municipality, but Coates says the arguments are the same. While the market has decided to keep its name as Sackville Farmers Market, it serves customers throughout the region.
And we really feel that the market enriches the not just Sackville as the Sackville Farmers Market name states, but our region as a whole. We have vendors and customer base throughout the region and even outside the region.
Councillor Josh Gauguin asked Coates about the location of the new market and if there were preferences coming from the market board.
I think it's fair to say that we can probably make most things work. We don't want to shoebox ourselves into a particular scenario. So I feel that we can make almost anything work. I think there are some locations that are better than others. The locations that really catch my eye, if we could do something close to the Billy Johnstone Park, there were discussions at some point of using some tennis courts and making a building and presumably making tennis courts other places. Working with Mount Allison, Mount Allison is a big part of our community. We have excellent relationships with them as well, and I think that they have a place to play in this too. So that might open up some other opportunities. There's private property. The entrance to the waterfall park behind the Painted Pony would be a really nice spot. But honestly, I think it comes down to it needs to be in the downtown core. We want the no parking spots on the street on Saturday. We want all the businesses to be full. So I think that's an important criteria, and we listed that fairly heavily in our criteria matrix of how to select a location. But honestly, if we want to work together, we can make it work. And that's the bottom line.
That's Sackville Farmers Market Director Kent Coates addressing Tantramar Council on Tuesday, talking about potential locations for a permanent farmers market. In addition to asking for a commitment on a future location, Coates asked council to commit a council member or staff person to work with the market board. Mayor Andrew Black said that question would be discussed at council's next Committee of the Whole meeting on February 27th.